cases.
Okay, well, in terms of that environment, I mean, which is what, in one sense, Mark Williams Thomas talks about, not only those who were around him in the various, in the places he worked, but also, for example, the police. I mean, he makes mention in his own autobiography of there's a rather strange encounter which involves a girl who's run away from a remand home, and he doesn't bring her back to the police till the following morning. And he says in his autobiography, the officeress, the policewoman, was dissuaded from bringing charges against me by her colleagues, for it was well known that were I to go, I'd probably take half the station with me. Now, it's difficult to know what he's referring to there, but it sort of seems to be very public.
Well, abusers are extremely skilled at using tricks and threats and coercion and intimidation, again directed towards the victim to keep the victim silent, and that's always key, and that's why it's so incredibly brave for victims to come forward, you know, to talk about what's happened.
But what about the rest of us? What about the society that we were then and presumably are not now? Were people turning a blind eye?
I think it was a different generation. I think public and professional understanding of sexual abuse, and particularly the dynamics of sexual abuse, how it happened, were different. I think we've still got a lot more learning to do. There's still an awful lot of sexual abuse within the UK that goes undisclosed and unprosecuted, and we are still dealing with the visible peak of a much larger problem, and certainly the NSPCC see it as a public health problem. But that was a different time, and I think through a process of information, through education and deterrence, through appropriate sentencing and treatment for victims as well, we will move forward. And we will get to a place where there's a better understanding. But certainly...